everybody, Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, brought to you every Friday night here on KCRW. And first of all, I would like to apologize for some confusion I may have caused at the end of last week's program. It was a technical problem. The technical term for it is screw-up. Yes, I screwed up, and I said that it would be 2 weeks until the next program, and then I forgot about this program, and it will be 2 weeks after this program before the following program comes, but we still have this program to get through, and I think it will be an enjoyable thing to get through. This program is an overview of the work of Eddie Lawrence. And first of all, without getting any further, I must thank a listener by the name of Dr. Gary Posner, who is a pediatrician in the school system. And he heard me on the radio say that these Eddie Lawrence records are almost impossible to find, and sent me a tape of many of them. So most of what we will be listening to are tapes sent in by a listener. So if you're a listener and you have a wonderful collection of anything, let me know about it. Maybe we can get it on the air, and I'll thank you, and you'll tell your friends to listen, and oh, it'll be just the highlight of your life. But Eddie Lawrence was known as the Old Philosopher. You'll hear in this first routine called The Old Philosopher exactly why. It was this running character that he did, and he did many, many variations of it. There's the Son of the Philosopher. There are two different DJ philosophers that he did. There's the New Philosopher. There's the Philosopher and the Single Girl. There's the Kitty Philosopher, and we'll hear some of these mixed in with this program, in addition to all sorts of other things, travel tips, a piece about panhandling. We'll hear excerpts from, I think, four or five of his albums. The man's name is actually Lawrence Eisler, and he lives in New York and is a painter, a serious serious artist in one type or another, and doesn't do comedy anymore. But occasionally you'll hear his voice in a commercial. I'm not sure whether it is it's actually he doing it or it's someone imitating him. But at any rate, let's get on with the comedy of Eddie Lawrence. Thanks once again to a listener by the name of Gary Posner.
Hiya, folks. You say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet are all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it, and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, friend. You see, your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again, and you can't turn them off. Say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106. And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour. And your bridge just broke, and you pasted it together with bubble gum, and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man. And your shoelace just busted, and you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns, and your daughter's gone out with a convict, and your wife just confessed she gave your last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hangar. Is that what's troubling you, friend? Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up and your paycheck's all blurred and your foot went right through the gas and your girl's screaming bloody murder, she's scared of the dark, and a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half and your suit's shrinking up fast and you start up the windy road on foot and 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in a push. And your boat falls down in the mud, and then a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly, and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth, and you can't move, and the mud's rising up to your nostrils, and you're sinking fast, and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to this, and you show the world. You show the world to get off. You'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up. That ship.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
New York sure can be a fun place. I tell you. Every night sitting in the hotel lobby watching an old movie on TV. Boy, we had fun. Ate one of them there automatics. Put in two nickels and danged if a cup of coffee didn't come out all over my shoes. It's tricky. Gotta get your mouth over that there faucet before it starts. Boy, I tell you, we had fun. Last night, we all went over to Hank's place in the heart of town, spot they call the Bronx. Or sat around and watched his refrigerator defrost. Boy, I tell you, that Hank is a riot. And then we all got loaded up on snitches and stood outside a Radio City Music Hall for 3 hours in a big hailstorm. I tell you, it was a ball. Seen the picture in the drive-in once, but the steering wheel blocked all the subtitles. I tell you, I like to split. That there Rod Steiger sure is funny. Went to one of them there riot sales in the bargain basement, overcoats, $5 a piece. I got so excited I bought 8 of them before I realized we live in Florida. Lost little Roy in the subway, hope he turns up, but boy, even if it don't, it's worth it. I tell you, fun. Got caught in a gunfight on 42nd Street, had to get shot in the arm, but they got the fellas. Yes, sir, it was a real thing. Worked up kind of appetite when in one of them high-class Chinese restaurants over a pinball store. Kind of fun getting out of your car to eat once in a while. Well, he took one look at me and gave me one of them there nylon jackets. Been wearing it ever since. Then we all went back to the hotel room and watched one of them Ted Mack reruns. Boy, that Enrico Caruso sure has got something. Did we have a time? Bellboy brought up some ice cubes. They were cold, but they were good. Quarter tip, I tell you, yesterday took the whole gang up in the Statue of Liberty. Way up there, one of them there fangers, what of you that is, looking out of her cuticle. Empire State Building, I realize what old King Kong saw in her now. She's a big critter. And we sure got our kicks afterwards with that there telescope one dime. People looked like little bugs moving around, and later we found out the thing wasn't working, and they was bugs. And then we all went out and got mugged. Well, that's New York for you. It sure was a fun city, and it sure was a ball hitchhiking home. I tell you, it's a heck of a place to live, but I wouldn't want to visit it again.
Here are some travel tips for those of you who intend to visit Europe or Asia this year. If you're tall and blonde, go to Naples. You'll be a big hit. If you're short, squat, and dark, go to Sweden. It will help your ego tremendously. Women will stare at you and small children will claw at your locks. And while you're at it, try the locks. You want to get beat up? Try Singapore. As for luggage and clothing, by all means, go as you are with a pair of stretch socks in each pocket. In case of rain, you can slip one over your head, but don't let a nervous old lady see you after sundown. If you happen to spot a nice tweed jacket in London for about $12, buy it. It will double in Minneapolis as an overcoat. And in case you go to Cuba, it's bulletproof. Now about food. If you've been eating greasy hamburgers all your life, you won't get any there, so take some chopped meat along. Remember, the limit is 110 pounds. As for film fare, if you happen to miss a certain cartoon short, you're bound to catch up with it on the continent. Brussels is the only city on Earth where you can get to see a Woody Woodpecker festival. As for watches, many people think it's better to wait until you get to Switzerland, but I found it advisable to carry one with you just in case you never do get to Switzerland. All over Europe, those ready-heated chicken joints are opening up. In Paris, there's one with a big sign in the window that says, Êtes-vous poulet, or are you chicken? You sit down, pluck a chicken, heat it, and eat it, all for 5 francs. There's an old Belgian saying, if you can't pluck a chicken, have an omelet. If you don't like omelets, don't tell a Frenchman. They'll eat anything from cow's earlobes to horse's hoofs, and it's served up as if it's baked Alaska. Once I had some pig snouts and rosé wine and went haywire. Later, I realized it was also sprinkled with hay and wire for added roughage. You want to buy an oil painting in Paris, get your frame in Finland where they're cheaper. And while you're in Finland, you may as well keep going east and pick up a cheap pair of sandals in Afghanistan. As for me, I picked up a case of rabies in Afghanistan when a camel bit me on my smallpox vaccination. I was immediately rushed to the nearest Foreign Legion outpost where the doctor, who was also the recruiting officer, got me loaded onto Kia and signed me up for 10 years. Today I'm serving in the Sahara Desert as a water boy. They all call me Gunga, and while it's no Sun Valley, it's sort of become home to me. Well, that's taps, folks. I gotta get to bed early because tomorrow morning Kirk Douglas is gonna blow reveille with David Niven's old bugle. I certainly don't want to miss that.
There's no business like show business, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the thrill of opening night, up goes the curtain. Music maestro, please. The plaudits of the crowd, the celebrities coming in all in their minks and tails, but late. The thrill of opening night and then reading the reviews, all lousy. The next day, pounding the pavements, looking for a job. Not as an actor, but any job. 5 and 10, shoe salesman. Ah, there's no business like show business. Show business, ladies and gentlemen, the laughter and the tears, you like to cry. The joy and the heartaches, you like an ache in the heart. The ups and downs, only an idiot wants to be down and out. The hits and the flops, how can you enjoy a flop? Born in a trunk, that too can be exceedingly uncomfortable. But still, it's show business, ladies and gentlemen, don't ever forget that. Showbiz with a capital Z, my business, your business, no business. Yes, there's no business like show business, ladies and gentlemen. Treading the boards with the great Ziegfeld and the ordinary Ziegfeld. Empty houses. Start while you're young. You need a strong heart. Go on an amateur hour. Remember the ads over the radio. Boys, girls, do you sing, dance, tell jokes, entertain in any way? Well, give it up before it's too late. Actors are starving by the thousands. Yet you didn't listen, did you? No, not with your spunk in your heart. You wouldn't listen to that man discourage you. You stuck to your guns, and 5 short years later, you blew your brains out. But not you, sir. You, that other fella there. You auditioned for that amateur hour and played La Marseillaise on wooden bones and soup spoons. And you won first prize. And afterwards, Aunt Bertie's talent quest and Friendly Frank's Faces of the Future. And after that, Cousin Sid's Stars of Tomorrow. You became a star of tomorrow. Yes, sirree, that was 40 years ago. You're 56 years old now and you're still a star of tomorrow. The only thing left for you now is screw. But you'll never give up. You're 56 years old now and serving as a part-time Santa Claus in an out-of-the-way discount house near Peoria in the dead of summer. That is your life, Mr. Show Business. The tears and the heartaches, haven't we got enough troubles as it is? Showbiz, the carnivals, oh, those happy clowns. They look happy, but underneath every clown has a terrible force digging at his inside. You think he's happy, why? Because he laughs. On the inside of this clown is burning a horrible flame full of pain and woe. That's what all the books say. And you want to be a clown? I'll give you a clown. Ah, you want to go into show business, huh? I'll teach you to play the horses. You'll sell hot sweet potatoes like your father did in his daughter before him. That's what you'll do. Ah, there's no business like show business. Yes, sir, you get a small part in a big musical comedy, and they tell you you're understudying the star. Ah, wonderful. One night the star is sick. You get your big chance, oh, your big chance, to go on. Now that she's ill in bed with a slight earache, and they announce it, Maud Wilcox to appear in the place of Greta Garbo. Ah, what a thrill, what excitement, what a moment in the life of an actress. Watching all those people streaming toward the exits to demand their money back. Yes, sirree, there's no business like the hardware business, and that's none of our business, because our business is show business.
Hey, buddy, you got a dime for a cup of coffee?
Tell me where you can get a cup of coffee for a dime, I'll go with you.
Dime all over.
I mean, why don't you guys get a new line?
Okay, got half a buck. I want to get an espresso.
That's better.
So where's the half a buck?
You know why I'm not going to give it to you?
I got no time for that, Pops. The street's dead in half an hour.
How long you been doing this sort of thing, young man?
I don't know. Young man, on and off for 20 years.
On and off?
Yeah, I take a trip to Europe now, and I love Paris in the springtime. You going to give me a quarter, ain't you?
You know, you interest me.
I wish it was mutual. So long, pal.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I happen to be in advertising.
You're keeping me away from a lot of soft touches, mister. Look at a guy getting in a cab. I missed him.
How do you know he's a soft touch?
Bald, fat, loud tie, rain cover on his hat. He's good for at least 35 cents.
What am I good for?
On a nice spring day around lunch hour, about a dime.
How about a cold winter day?
I'd be lucky if he didn't turn me in.
Why do you hate me?
It's not that I hate you, mister. It's you keep me from picking up extra change before I go back in the park. Look, there's another sucker. Just walked in a nice restaurant with a beautiful girl.
How much do you think he'd give you?
I think about a buck. That's $1.35 I lost just standing here talking to you.
Look, fella, report to me tomorrow at 10 a.m. I may have a TV commercial for you.
For me? What do I have to do?
All you have to do is lay down on the mattress on a park bench and tell the folks it feels good.
I hate mattresses.
What's the difference? You're going to get paid for it.
I don't do nothing I don't like.
You like walking around the streets, mooching?
Yeah, when I'm walking around, I've been hamstrung. Here goes another sucker, buck and a half easy. That's $2.85 up in smoke, standing here with you back in the green.
Look, pal, here's $3.
Where?
I'm getting it out. Just tell me you'll be at my office tomorrow at 10 for an audition.
Oh, so now it's an audition.
Well, we got to see if you're the right type.
I sleep in the park every night.
Yeah, but you may not look it.
How does a guy who sleeps in the park look like you?
Ask me that in a couple of months.
What's the matter? You in trouble?
If I don't come up with a good idea soon, it's curtains.
I was in curtains.
I mean finito, the end, kaput, all over, understand?
Don't you have any savings?
Not with my wife. Every nickel I own is right here in this change pocket. All I got's $3 and a Subway token. And you want to take my last $3.
Well, you just get home on a token.
What makes you think I want to go home? I'm a nobody, a phony, fake.
Don't say that, mister. You're as good as anybody else.
I'm not. I'm a zero.
I'm not kidding now. When I first seen you coming down Madison Avenue in that seersucker suit, I figured for a fiver at least, honest.
I'm a failure, a flop, enough for a nobody.
Please, mister, don't deprecate yourself.
A cipher, a big bust, you're looking at a shell of a man. No, I'm not going home. I'm going to take these $3 and get loaded and sleep in the park with you.
Look, I'm going to level with you, mister. I don't sleep in the park. I got a duplex on 72nd Street. I only come out like this at night. That's why I can't report. That's why I can't report for that audition tomorrow.
The final irony. So long, buddy.
Where you going?
Get me a bum's outfit and take the job myself.
Good luck. Boy, am I glad I'm out of that rat race. Hey, buddy, got a dime for a cup of coffee?
Don't let the clothes fool you, pal. I'd like to tell you a little story.
Look, mister, here's a buck. Let me alone. I don't want to hear any more stories. I'll never wait Madison Avenue again, that's for sure.
Hello, bachelor girls. You say you're on a diet of shredded wheat and carrot sticks and you gain 7 pounds in a week? And you finally got invited out to a candlelight dinner at the Automat? And you give your date $3 to get some nickels and he never comes back? And a big weird creep seems to be offering you a ride home, only you're afraid it might be his home, and it is? Is that what's perturbing you today, sweetheart?
Well, tease your hair up high and take a run through the gauntlet of that fortitude. You'll teach those evil creatures. You'll show them who's the superior sex. Remember, she who laughs last gets jilted first.
Hey there, Bubbleina. You say you had your nose fixed and it's bigger now? And your phone hasn't rung since Halloween except for 5 wrong numbers and 1 strange call? And you get in the subway during the rush hour, and when you get home, you find out your nylons are missing. And you go out on a blind date and end up with your brother. And your roommate wants you to get her out of trouble. She hit a bouncer at a friendship club. And you're babysitting, and the kid turns out to be a 37-year-old midget. Does all this seem to upset you, baby girl?
Well, jump into those stretch pants. Apply for that job as a Playboy bunny. Even though you're 6'4", so what? You're going as a kangaroo? They won't know the difference. Remember, life begins at 40.
But who wants to wait that long? Hey there, Hester. Say you go to a movie on Times Square and you have to change your seat 14 times. And a man's walking up and down the aisle selling lemonade and whips. And when you get home, your roommate tells you she's got company. So you go to an all-night newsreel and see 4 shorts on duck hunting and a bouncing ball sing-along with Jack Palance. And it's 3 in the morning and it's pouring rain. Your head's got a lot of big orange streaks from that waterproof henna rinse. And you phone your roommate from a barroom on 10th Avenue and there's 3 guys in the back playing cards for you. So you call up your office manager and he invites you up for a nightcap and hands you a punch bowl full of vodka and says, chug-a-lug or you're fired. And you wake up 3 days later on a Portuguese fishing smack headed for Bombay. That's in India. And you just got mugged in the Tunnel of Love. Is that what's got you saving up for that charter flight, Booby?
Well, lift your head up high and forget about that all-American boy your mother's gonna love. Get a wild Greek fisherman and tell him all where to get off.
This is the old philosopher saying, she who marries the boy next door winds up with a guy who can't pay the rent either.
How to act aboard ship? Well, there aren't any official rules, but if you're a bachelor, tip the maitre d' and get a table with three girls who like to load up on wine. Specify the last sitting unless you want to get hit in the face with a pound of gorgonzola by a gang of kids who play food games. If you're ever caught short at the end of a trip and don't have enough money to tip the waiter, have a heart-to-heart talk with him, and that night the cry, "Man overboard," will ring out. Always rent a loud deck chair and have a powerful radio set with you. Tune in Rome while you're near New York and then switch back to New York as you pull into Naples. You'll be a big hit with the younger set, kids around 3 or 4. Don't miss the skeet shooting. By all means, pick up a gun and let her rip. This is an excellent opportunity to kill anyone on board and claim it was an accident. Most of the casualties, by the way, have been owners of powerful radio sets. Always take at least one saltwater shower aboard ship. Do this after you've contracted a terrible sunburn and you're bound to make that trip a memorable one. Take a brisk walk around the deck every morning before breakfast, but don't get too close to the rail or you'll get last night's lasagna all over your blue blazer. If you feel woozy, take a few Dramamine tablets. Go to your cabin and you'll wake up on the boat train starving. They say do not tip a steward until he's seen to it that all your bags are off the ship. Sometimes this doesn't work out and the ship goes back to New York with all your bags. Now for a few tips on shipboard etiquette. It is not necessary to say aye aye, sir, to the captain unless the ship is sinking and you're caught up in the excitement. If you do sneak into first class, be sure and carry a map so you can find your way out again, or you may have to jump back from the crow's nest. If your roommate beats you to the lower berth, put your foot in his mouth when you climb up at 4 a.m. Leave your sock on it. Ever since the Andrea Doria scare, some people have been wearing their life belts into dinner and having them double as lobster napkins. This is not only bad taste, but may panic the chef into serving cold cuts. Remember to take the names and addresses of all your shipboard friends. Then, when you reach France, tear them up. If you meet a beautiful girl, she's bound to get seasick, so go after the ugly ones. Keep away from anyone who can get into an argument over shuffleboard. He's usually a dangerous lunatic and will plague you all over Europe. They say porpoises, who, by the way, can laugh, mean good luck. But don't get too close, or one of them will knock your brains out and laugh himself sick. A little footnote. Join the Navy and see the world. It's cheaper.
People to stay away from. Any girl who owns a large dog. A guy who wears a rain cover on his hat. Anyone who will invite you into the 5 and 10 for a meal. Anyone who go out of his way to see a potato race. Women with monkey mascots. You never know where that monkey is. Anyone who would play knock-knock at a wake. People who frame finger paintings. Guys who say house tricks. Anyone who would start a community sing. Anyone who would join in. Anyone who would order hot pastrami on a cruller. Yo-yo champions. Big guys with parrots on their shoulders. Anyone who would pay to take a tour of Richmond. Couples who invite you over and whip out a cheese dip. Fat girls with slave bracelets. Anyone who carries around cat pictures. Skinny guys with slave bracelets. Cockfight fans. Anyone with teeth marks on his pencil.
anyone who would threaten a canary. Ted Mack, losers. Guys who wear ties that say hello. Frank Buck fans. Anyone who would go out of his way to see a Woody Woodpecker festival. More, old captain. More. Anyone who would ask for more at a time like this. Hello there, little ones. You say you bought all the kids' candy bars and put it on Daddy's credit card? And your toy bulldozer just tore down the garage? And your sister's baking oatmeal cookies and the whole house is full of smoke? And you gotta give the cleaning woman artificial respiration? And you gotta eat the cookies anyway? And you're eating a chocolate sundae and start to laugh and the nuts come out of your nose? Is that what's perturbing you today, small fry?
Well, lift that pail of pie and shovel that sand with a vengeance. Dig, dig, dig. Soak, soak, soak. Pat, pat, pat. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up.
Get your mud pies here. 3¼. Hey there, Moppets. You say you did a dandy finger painting all over the refrigerator with peanut butter, tomato paste, and a lot of feathers? And the modern museum wants to buy it? And you just lassoed the mailman with the clothesline and blamed it on a Hopalong Cassidy puppet. And you told your daddy James Bond is as old as he is, so he got mad and set up a trapeze in the kitchen. And he fell all over breakfast this morning. And your pet hamster went carrot crazy. Is that what's giving you the gray hair at 7, Moppet?
Up those kitchen shelves. Go, go, go. Open up them jelly jars. Gobble, gobble, gobble. You ain't afraid of calories. No master, not you. Remember, you last, last.
Eat slashed. Hi there, midgets. Say you eat a box of caramels and you can't open your mouth. And your older brother won a trip to the moon in a chewing gum wrapper. And he says he's leaving tonight from the front porch. And your cousin wants to play William Tell and's running around the house with a bow and arrow and an apple looking for you. And there's a big explosion out on the front porch. Well, at least he's gone for a while. And the kid next door loped with his babysitter. Is that what's perplexing your little mind today, sonny?
Well, riddle them flippers and head for the hills. Climb and play. Romp, romp, romp. Live, live, live. Remember when you're smiling, when you're laughing. The whole world's screaming, go to bed!
Is it the old philosopher saying, drink your orange juice and take your vitamins and don't run around and drive mommy crazy? Wait till daddy comes home.
Oh, it's in the same key. How nice. Okay, that was our show on Eddie, the old philosopher Lawrence, otherwise known as Lawrence Eisler. Again, special thanks to Dr. Gary Posner for helping out and letting us have that stuff. If you have a wonderful collection of things and there's something that you think I've never played before and you'd like to hear me play, you can drop me a line at Bob Claster, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. Should say KCRW on it as well. And give me a phone number and we'll talk. We heard The Old Philosopher, We Had Fun, Travel Tips, No Business, Panhandling on Madison Avenue, The Old Philosopher and the Single Girl, More Travel Tips, People to Stay Away From. That's my favorite track. It's a very hip track. And The Kitty Philosopher. We heard excerpts from the albums The Old Philosopher, Eddie the Old Philosopher Lawrence, Seven Characters in Search of Eddie Lawrence, The Side-Splitting Personality of Eddie Lawrence, and Is That What's Bothering You, Bunky by Eddie Lawrence. And that's gonna do it. The pledge drive is actually beginning a week from, it was a week from this morning. And we'll preempt this show for 2 weeks. We'll be back after that with a show about courtroom stuff. I'll also, I think, include an Eddie Lawrence cut in there and a lot of Python things. And after that, an interview with Emo Phillips. All sorts of things coming up. So I hope you enjoy the pledge drive. And until 3 weeks from now, although I will be pitching during Harry Shearer's time, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Bye-bye, everybody.